Blog Talk Radio.
Talk about the 10%. That's what that song's called. The 10%. Anyway, interesting concept all the way around. I am Dan. I am the iPragmatist. And it is November 4th, 4 days before the election 2016. I decided to take the plunge and grab onto a premium membership again. Pulled away a few months back and had a free membership. Only allowed me to have 30 minutes a day for broadcasting. This allows me, I believe, 3 hours a day. Actually, it might be unlimited. Regardless, here we are online. It is noon Eastern time. And I want to, before I introduce myself, I do want to throw out a tidbit about a recording I did yesterday, November 3rd, 2016. I ended up getting cut off from the end of my show, and I was told that by people who do listen to my show. There was a point where I just all of a sudden got cut off, and I looked at my computer at a point and noticed that my network connection was gone. So I don't know if my DSL crapped out or if it was just my computer lost connectivity, but apparently the rest of what I wanted to say at that point did not get recorded, and I had made a comment about I was going to make a prediction, and I do want to put this out there because I want to test my predictions. I want to test myself here. But I was talking about Hillary and the problems going on in the email server stuff, which is very severe. I don't know if you people give any credence to that. I would think that anybody listening to me spew would agree that there are serious implications there are a lot of ways to look at a culture and a country and sovereignty and nationality and that kind of thing. If any one of us in the Western culture, especially in Europe, I mean, if you look at the problems Europeans have, if we don't all sit back and take seriously the concerns we should take seriously, we will not have national sovereignty anymore. And that is actually a goal of the so-called globalists, the people who really have the major power in this on this planet right now. They don't want us to have sovereignty. They want us all to be homogeneous. They want us all to look alike and speak alike and believe alike, etc. it's a pretty sickening concept, because that will allow them then to come over us with some umbrella and say, hey, we are the government, we are your religion, we are your food source, we are your security, we are your protection, we are your everything. And that's exactly what they're working toward. So anyway, this whole influx of people going into not only the U.S., and there have been incredible numbers of people who have been able to cross open borders, which Obama allowed it to have happen. And so any of you people who support him, if you're Latino, of course, you're sitting back and saying, oh, wow, this is wonderful. I can go up into the U.S. and sit back on social programs, and I can sit on my fat ass like I did down in Latin America, and the U.S. taxpayer will take care of us because Obama says so. I'm not knocking Latinos. If I was in a bad scenario, I would probably look at things the same way. The problem is we can't then turn around and go down into, say, Uruguay without restrictions. We can't go into Mexico without restrictions. This whole concept of, well, let's not worry about that. Let's let everybody come in here. The problem with that is that there are an awful lot of people, ISIS fighters, for example, supposedly Al-Qaeda, and a lot of really bad people who are being allowed to cross an open border down in the southern U.S., on the border in Mexico. And again, I have nothing against Latinos, blacks, whites, greens, purples, gays, lesbians, transgender people. I don't give a flying, you know what. I'm trying not to swear anymore. I'm trying to get legitimate here as far as getting more listenership. I would normally say I don't give a flying fuck, but I'm not going to. I'm trying not to say that going forward. I might slip every once in a while and use profanity, but it's only because I'm passionate and I have something to say. So anyway, they're very destructive people in the world, destructive forces going on right now. Hillary Clinton is one of those destructive people. And I mentioned yesterday, I am not in awe of the numbers of people who support her. I'm not in awe of much in this life, actually, other than some really bizarre things, which I won't get into right now. But the understanding is the Obamas and Hillarys and Bill Clintons and lots of other people, George Soros and Harry Reid and Pelosi and people on the Republican side too. I'm not going to name names there because I actually don't know as many corrupt people on the Republican side. I know there are lots of them. I understand, I mentioned in my summary when I do these shows that I'm not politically correct. I can't stand politicians. I believe in the political process. I believe in preserving this country, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and everything else. I really do. And we're under complete assault, and we are going to be completely erased from history soon if we don't do something amazing. And so we either need divine intervention, if there is such a thing, or alien intervention, if there is such a thing, or we are all going to have to stand up and push back against these absolutely evil, disgusting, selfish, self-righteous, psychopathic, disgusting, just absolutely disgusting pigs, as far as I'm concerned. That's what I call them. They're pigs. The Rothschilds, Rockefellers, those families, even the Queen of England. I mean, you talk about a corrupt family. You talk about incestuous pedophilia-oriented people. They are out there. This has always existed in humankind, humanity's reign, if you will, on this planet. Just because it happened years ago doesn't mean it's not happening now. These same people from these same families are doing the same things they did thousands of years ago, and it's right here in front of us. They flaunt it in front of us, and the average person just wants to keep on going along and having everything spoon-fed to them, and they get social programs and on and on. Now, that actually leads into my thoughts on the economy versus the U.S. economy and the world economy versus actually what I would consider traditional economics. There's really something wrong as far as all these social programs and what these countries, especially Western countries, have done to enable people in the world so that they feel that they are entitled. It's the whole entitlement concept. People are not entitled. None of us is entitled. We are all going to be put soon, in my estimation, we're going to be put in a scenario where we are going to have to rely on things that we have learned how to do or planned how to do I'll leave it at that. I think planned to do. I think that's a really good way to stop that point. Anyway, what I wanted to say real quick, my prediction from yesterday is that all of a sudden these emails come out about articles are coming out, exposure of this whole email situation with Hillary Clinton. And it's pretty damn serious. Not even pretty damn serious. It's damn serious. It's fucking damn serious. I mean, we're talking people like Hillary Clinton who have been responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, including world leaders. And here she's just traipsing around. She's got all kinds of physical problems. She can't climb stairs. She's passing out. She has seizures and on and on. And we have a majority of the population at this point who are going to vote for this woman, really. It's beside me. It's not even anything that she might be going through as far as my observation of her. I mean, if she can't climb stairs, then fine. We need to have the media say, hey, she's having physical problems, at which point I think everybody would sit back and maybe have empathy for her. But instead, we have to learn about this stuff and people like me have to find out about this stuff through alternative media, because the rest of the media, they're trying to make her look like she's a spring chicken. She's got issues, people, and it's psychological, it's physical, it's spiritual. There's nothing you can do to try to save this woman from her fate. And I don't think she's got a very good fate to look forward to. Okay, does Trump? I don't know. Does any politician, any actor, any engineer or school teacher, professor, media person, who are we? But there are things like integrity and honesty and dignity and such things that we can all live through in life. And when we get challenged, if we don't learn about that from that and change, then it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to try to walk out in a given day and try to walk out amongst the population and feel good about ourselves and think that I'm better than everybody else and I'm entitled. There's a real serious problem with that whole concept. Anyway, getting back to my initial conversation, my prediction is that Comey, who's the head of the FBI, he brought up things about Hillary when he should have. He should have done this a lot longer ago. Okay, I don't know if there is an element of his trying to stop Hillary from becoming president. I don't know what his slant is. I don't know him. I haven't walked a mile in his moccasins. I can't make a determination as to why he did what he did at the time he did it. The email thing was essentially closed a couple months ago, and all of a sudden it gets opened up again. And there are revelations, if you look at WikiLeaks, and you can say what you think what you want about WikiLeaks. I mean, they're going to save the planet, these people. These are people who are like you and me, who really do care about having property rights and freedoms to think, do, and say what we want to think, do, and say. Hillary hates us. She wants to take that away. Obama's the same way. Obama has dismantled so many freedoms in our lives We don't even know what they've done in the background, what he's done. He's an evil, Democratic-hating, white male-hating, prosperous, prosperity-hating, Christianity-hating piece of goddamn shit. He's not a U.S. citizen, and we can go through that. You can call me a birther. You can call me a conspiracy theorist. Call me whatever freaking fucking names you need to call me. I've had about enough of this. We've had a governmental ceased for a while in my lifetime. Seemed legitimate. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe the real background, what they call the shadow government, was really building up at that point. But I grew up where if you got pulled over for a DUI in general, the cops are really cool. They'd let you drive home. Was that wrong? I don't know. I'm not going to make that determination. But the sheer fact now that the government and anywhere from local, state, and federal, they see drinking and driving, alcoholism is a disease or a crime. It's not a fucking crime. It's a disease, no different than any other addiction. But you have an addiction, and all of a sudden you get the pharmaceutical companies coming out and saying, well, here, take these pills. This will get you off that other pill. And then after you're off that other pill and you get addicted to the pill that we just gave you to get off the other pill, we'll give you another pill to get you off the addiction you have for the pill that we gave you to get off the other pill. And you will now have an addiction to the pill that we gave you that will get you off the addiction off the previous pill that got you off the addiction of the previous pill. And then once you get used to that one, we'll give you another pill to get you off your addiction to the pill that we gave you to get you off the addiction of the pill before it that got you addicted to the pill before it took you off the addiction of the pill before it. These things are happening. Anyway, my prediction is Hillary's in a hell of a lot of trouble. This stuff cannot be ignored anymore by mainstream media. The hardcore, hard leftist mainstream media will do everything and anything they can to prevent us from knowing about these types of things about Hillary, these emails and implications of national security. And we start toying with national security, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. I mentioned yesterday, go back in history and study Stalin in Russia, Hitler in Germany, Idi Amin, especially in Uganda, Pol Pot in Cambodia, and in Mao Zedong in China. There are a lot of other leaders who have just absolutely irresponsibly slaughtered their own citizens, if not citizens abroad. Israelis are doing that to the Palestinians right now. The Saudi Arabians are doing it to the citizens of Yemen. We did it to Somalia. It just never ends. It never fucking ends. These goddamn war machines are just slaughtering millions and millions and millions and millions of people, including millions of fucking children across the planet. In the name of national security, I can understand having to do what you need to do, but when their kids screaming in the streets with their arms and legs blown off, with all their fucking faces, their eyes missing and such things, and they're screaming, bleeding to death, and these poor mothers and fathers are picking their kids up, crying and screaming, Allahu Akbar, and that kind of thing, how can we sit back and demoralize their situations? They have every right to come back and say, we're going to kill your fucking children too. And I don't care what you people think about that, okay? I'm not against the U.S., but this U.S. government is not the U.S. government I grew up understanding and knowing and wanting and voting for. We have been taken over by a shadow government, a bunch of people in the background who own the politicians we think are there, we voted for, and who care about us. They don't give a flying fuck about us. They're being bought and sold and threatened by very powerful people behind them who actually pull the strings. Our government is nothing but a bunch of puppets. So in the scenario with Hillary that I'm talking about, Hillary's going to get in a shitload of trouble. I still do believe the system is so corrupt that she will get elected president. I do believe that. There's nothing that will ever change my mind about that. Hillary has been slated to be president no matter what happens. I don't care who says, thinks, does, whatever, anything. I don't care. Hillary will become president of the United States. Okay. Now, that mean, hopefully I'm still broadcast here, the squeaky doors. Anyway, Hillary will win the election. But that doesn't mean that the FBI isn't going to further their investigation of her and bring up charges against her. Now, a very scary concept right now to me is that Attorney General Lynch, I believe her last name is, we got rid of, what was his name? Top of my head, I can't think of it. Holder. We got rid of that corrupt piece of shit. And what do? Obama brings in Attorney General Lynch, who is, I'll tell you, every bit, if not more, corrupt than Holder could ever have dreamt of being. So Attorney Lynch comes along and basically says, I'm not going to prosecute Hillary. I'm going to look the other way. I don't like Comey. I'm not going to listen to what Comey says. I don't care what his evidence is. I'm not going to allow this case to go forward. Imagine if you're just a Joe Average. You're Melissa Average. You're a woman. You live in a small town somewhere with, say, a kid. And some guy comes along, kidnaps your kid, rapes the kid, and then fucking kills your kid and buries him under a foot of dirt. And you get some attorney general, some kind of a high-level authority in the police department or whatever, who comes out and says, you can't press charges. I'm not going to listen to this. You have no evidence. Imagine how infuriated you would be. That's what we're up against, but on a bigger level with a piece of shit like this Attorney General Lynch. You talk about corrupt fucking people. It's like Sotomayor and Kagan, the two women who got brought in as Supreme Court justices who didn't have anywhere near the background they needed to become Supreme Court justices. But they're radical. They're leftists, and they hate this country, and they got brought in by Obama because he knew that they would sway votes to take away any possibility of saving this country. And then Scalia gets murdered. Okay, he was murdered. He was the one voice of reason, logic, sensibility. He was the one who could sway votes one way or the other. They had big votes, the government did this year, including affirmative action, which needs to be gotten rid of, in my opinion. But instead, he was murdered, and he was murdered. I don't care what any of you want to say. I have enough of my own proof. I understand things. I get it. I've researched it. I read about it. I'm sick and tired of hearing what happened about that whole thing. So now Supreme Court can't make any votes because a sitting president can't replace a Supreme Court justice during an election year. So Supreme Court's not going to strike down affirmative action or any number of other really important laws that need to be gotten rid of. Enough with affirmative action, you guys. All right. There are just as many white men now who are in trouble financially, out of work, destitute. Most of the homeless people now in the world, in this country, are white men. Okay? Look it up. I've seen the stats. I don't need to listen to your diatribes telling me, oh, those poor guys, fuck them. No, fuck you. This gets right back to, real quick, this actually, that plays right into what I'm going to say about the economy and how it plays out versus what I would look in my mind and think about is the traditional economy, a real economy. My prediction is Hillary's going to be in a hell of a lot of trouble. She will still become president because there are too many stupid people in the world, and there's a corrupt machine that's behind the voting machines, no pun intended. The whole system is so corrupt, Hillary Clinton will become the next president. That's my prediction number one. And when that happens, Obama, being the dirty, fucking low-life scumbag, lying, horrifyingly, disgustingly evil, despicable, American-hating, white male-hating, prosperity-hating, middle-class-hating, sovereignty-hating, nationalistic-hating piece of shit he is, he will pardon Hillary. And that's all I wanted to say yesterday. That's my prediction. She will become president, and then even mainstream media, and this is a prediction of mine, everybody will come out, not everybody, but enough people, media outlets, whatever, will come out and start talking about Hillary, and the mainstream media will act as though they're really concerned about all this, and then Obama will come out and he'll pardon her, and then everybody will sit back and say, oh, well, okay, everything's okay now. We told you about Hillary. We exposed her, and now that everything's been cleansed, everything's good now. So Hillary's good, and she has a clean slate now, and now she's okay to be president. So let's go and fuck over the American people even more. That's my prediction. Now, before I get into my ideas about economics, and I'm actually halfway through my show, and this becomes a really interesting time frame because I should maybe have a two-hour show. I tend to talk off the cuff, and I enjoy that, and I'm glad I signed up for a premium membership here. I have a lot more to say. Anyway, I'm going to run through just a bunch of article headlines, and this is in the alternative media realm. That's going to include Drudge Report, InfoWars, Truth Revolt, aircrap.org, a lot of things. And people, you can call me conspiracy theorist. Call me anything you want. I'm one of the most real people you'll ever meet. I get things. I'm aware. I'm intuitive. I'm well-educated. You don't need to call me names. Maybe you need to go and look in the mirror and understand who you are and figure out who you are before you start trying to walk a mile in my moccasins. And let me tell you something, you'd have a real hard time walking a mile in my moccasins. I'll tell you that, and I'll tell you it over and over. I'll say it again. Try walking a mile in my moccasins. I have a real hard time that you could even conceive of what I've been through. I get it. I don't think you do. As a matter of fact, I know most of you don't, especially if you vote for Hillary or Bill Clinton or Jimmy Carter or any number of other just despicable people. JFK was one of the only real liberal Democrat types in politics who should have been given any kind of credence, credit. Another one was Dennis Kucinich. Okay, they're out there. Same with Republicans. There are a lot of just terrible, terrible Republicans. I mean, this guy's name in South Carolina, off the top of my head, I can't. It'll come to me. But he's a neocon. I mean, a lot of these guys, Crystal, Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, he's the guy. These people are so disgusting. They want war. They want to decimate things. They want to obliterate countries, their infrastructure, kill people. It's horrifying. And for me to sit back and look at a time back in the 60s when I grew up as a kid, and to recognize the difference back then when there were protests going on against Vietnam War, and now lots of people, especially the so-called liberals, especially the younger generations, are screaming for war with Russia. They agree with Hillary. Let's go fucking bomb Russia. Yeah, that's a real good fucking idea. And you know why they would look at something like that? Because they're too young to have any frame of reference to work from to understand how horrifying war is. And if we go to war with Russia, we're going to have nukes dropping in this country. And lots of them are going to get vaporized. And you as an adult, if you're listening to me, and you have children, you and your families are going to get vaporized. And if you don't get vaporized and I don't get vaporized, we are going to die from cancers and things, from uranium, plutonium poisoning and such things. This is horrifying on a scale we can't even conceive of, because we weren't there when the U.S. dropped nuclear bombs on Japan. How much follow-up was done on that? Huh? How many people did we see in the media showing us the horrifying things that happened to the Japanese people who had nothing to do with the war in the first fucking place? And that's my point. You vote Hillary fucking Clinton, and we will go to war with Russia, and we are all going to die either instantly or from long-term exposure to things that are going to cause cancers in us. And if that's something that you can look askance of, if you're going to walk through your life and say, well, I'm just going to hope that I don't get cancer, well, I'll tell you what, when you get cancer, I've seen a bit of it this last year alone. I've seen family members of mine who have gotten cancers, four people in particular, and it's fucking horrifying to watch. And I'm sitting back and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, we haven't even talked about Fukushima yet, right? Remember the Fukushima fucking power plant, nuclear power plant in fucking Japan a few years back that got hit by supposedly a tsunami that destroyed the power plant? They never got that under control, and that plant is probably melting down worse now than it ever has since it's been hit, and we are all being exposed to radiation. And somebody made a comment to me the other day. I was talking with somebody, and they had made a comment about how uncanny it is that there are so many cancers going on in the world and how many people they knew who had cancers and were dying of cancers and were debilitated by cancers and had to have surgery because of cancers and radiation and chemo and all these drugs. And this stuff is growing and growing, no different than autism in children and Alzheimer's and all this stuff. Really? And I'm the one sitting here on a goddamn radio station trying to say to all of you, it all makes perfect fucking sense, man. Connect the dots. All right. Obama, Hillary, all these motherfucking corrupt pigs have done this to us. They've allowed it to be done to us. Even if they didn't have anything to do with what happened to us, they haven't done anything to prevent anything further from happening to us. And that's my point about all this. Will Trump prevent this stuff from happening to us? I believe it. He will, actually. People can say what they want about him. He's a child molester. He rapes women and all this stuff. Oh, yeah, geez. Isn't that coincidental? You got Bill Clinton, who has all kinds of women coming and saying that he groped them and raped them and all this stuff. And now Hillary has to put out ads saying that Trump did the same thing. Really? And she doesn't go out and bash her own husband for being this fucking goddamn piece of shit, pedophile, fucking rapist piece of goddamn shit. She doesn't say anything about him, really. But she'll chastise, Trump. She'll give Trump a hard time in the media and say, oh, well, look what he did. But she doesn't ever come out and say, oh, my husband raped women. So what? She somewhat does, but that's the hypocrisy of these people. Trump is pretty stable. You can think what you want about that guy. You can think he's a racist. He wants to have a free country where people can prosper, and that's where I'm going to leave that. Anyway, I'm going to read a few article titles here that are disturbing, funny, awful, whatever. This is off InfoWars Today. Trump slams stupid, in quotes, Obama says Hillary got away with murder. Okay, Obama is not a bright guy. I don't care what anybody says. You give him a teleprompter, he's a good reader. He can sit there in front of a group of people and just turn his head back and forth, watch his videos, watch his speeches. He turns one way and the other because he has two teleprompters out there, television screens that have the words on there where it tells him what to say and he's able to read. But watch a video when he sits down and has an interview with somebody from, say, 60 Minutes. He'll sit there and they'll ask him a question. He'll say, well, I think listen to him. Watch him. I'm not breaking his balls because he's black. Don't give me that shit. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't care what color you are. I don't give a flying fuck who you are, what you do. If you're a good person, I can deal with it. If you're a friggin' evil, goddamn lowlife like Obama is, I have a problem with it. Another article, WikiLeaks says Clinton campaign chairman practices Aleister Crowley black magic. It includes menstrual blood, semen, and breast milk. Most bizarre WikiLeaks revelation yet. Really? John Podesta. His name comes up, huh? These people are. They're pedophilia. They're pedophiles. They rape children. They have sex with children. They kill children. They're involved with all kinds of black magic. These people are amongst us, okay? Hillary's part of this. Hillary is a lesbian, from what I understand, at least bisexual. And I don't care about that. But she's not willing to admit that. And instead, she hires people like Huma, what's her name? Abedin or whatever. And they're lovers, apparently. Huma is an agent, from what I understand, of Saudi Arabia. She's here to help take down this nation, and she's been guiding Hillary on how to take down this nation because Hillary wants to take down this nation. They're all corrupt, evil, anti-American, anti-democratic, anti-free, anti-gun, anti-everything, free speech, anti-prosperous, anti-middle-class people. Black magic does exist. Aleister Crowley did exist. Look him up. Aleister Crowley was known to be the most evil man on the planet ever. And here, John Podesta is studying under him and does things that Crowley used to do. We got a problem with Hillary, you guys. Okay, here's another story. InfoWars. Assange says Clinton and ISIS are funded by the same money. And Trump won't be allowed to win. He says, my analysis is that Trump would not be permitted to win. Remember when ISIS came out in the news the first time and they had a string of hundreds of brand new white Humvees, American-made Humvees? Wasn't that enough to make any one of us look at it and say, where the hell did you get those Humvees? The U.S., Hillary, Obama, we, I don't even include myself, they, these bastards, Hillary and Obama and these people, are funding ISIS. Because they don't want to be known to actually be fighting wars in the Middle East. They fund ISIS to go fight the wars for them. I hate even looking at Hillary or Obama. I hate looking at their pictures. They make me sick to my stomach. Another one. Email. Hillary Clinton asked if Anthony Weiner could help deliver a secure cell phone. So Weiner didn't have something to do with this. Huma Abedin, whatever Abedin, I think her name is, discussed the possibility of sending a secure cell phone by FedEx. Yeah, there's not something corrupt going on there, huh? Yeah, Hillary is the one to vote for, you stupid, low-life, uneducated pigs. That's all you are. Okay? I'm not saying Republicans aren't pigs either for voting for Trump. But I'll tell you what, Trump has shown that he's a hell of a lot more of a human being, a person, politician, business owner, hirer of people. Benevolent type of guy, nationalist person, than Obama, Hillary, or any of those people could ever have proven themselves to be. So here's another InfoWars story. And yes, I read InfoWars. I don't believe all of it, but I have to at least look at what they have to offer instead of the mainstream media, which is complete bullshit, and we know that by now. In quotes, this quickly escalates into open warfare, end of quotes. Why the government is preparing for post-election chaos. Geez, I wonder why. And then a subtitle here, there's been a wide array of reports suggesting that the U.S. government is preparing military and homeland security assets for widespread election fallout. Think about, real quick, the election. if Hillary wins the election, the stupid people of the world, and I call them stupid for a lack of a better way to put it, maybe they're not stupid, maybe they're just controlled or they're whatever, they're contrived, they are whatever. Look at what happens to a city like Boston, New York, Chicago, Indianapolis, wherever, when one of their ball teams wins the pennant or the Super Bowl or whatever. Even if it's a joyous occasion, people will still go out and riot in the streets, light fires, break windows, break into stores, steal things, push cars over, flip them upside down, assault cops. Even in good times, people do that horse shit. In bad times, they do it too, but they do it even worse. So if Hillary wins, we're still going to have reckless chaos around the country. If Trump wins, we're going to have reckless chaos around the country, but in a much, much worse magnitude. Be prepared, no matter what happens, for shit to be hitting the fan regardless of who wins the election. Even if they're people who are feeling joyous about Hillary winning, for example, they are still going to be violent and they're going to be hateful. And what the message that's going to be sent if Hillary wins is that it's okay for these ISIS fighters or Al-Qaeda or Muslims or whoever, Latinos, they're going to be signaled that it's okay to go after the average American who they look at as the enemy. The reason they don't do that more so now is because we do actually have police in place. Hillary wins. Look out for chaos on a major scale. All right, here's another InfoWars story real quick. I'm going to go through a couple more of these. U.S. warns a possible Al-Qaeda targeting New York, Texas, and Virginia. Geez, not Pennsylvania or California or anybody else. Isn't that interesting? Okay, InfoWars today. A Hillary Clinton indictment is coming. If Hillary Clinton does not get indicted, Comey's career is over, and there's a good chance he'll be going to prison instead. I don't think he's going to allow that. And, like I said, even if Hillary gets indicted, Obama's going to pardon her, being the fucking piece of shit he is. Clinton confusion. Hillary gets election date wrong. Speaking to a rally in Raleigh, North Carolina on Thursday, she claimed the election will be held on January 20th. Yeah, there you go. She'll also tell you that your kids don't belong to you. Yeah, keep voting for these people. U.S. non-farm payrolls total 161,000 in October versus 175 as expected. That number will be revised downward. Our economy is in an awful lot of trouble. Multiple job holders hits 21st century high as full-time jobs tumble. Geez, imagine that. Huh? Obama's out stumping around saying how good the economy is and how well everything's going and that prices for Obamacare are going down. It's the Affordable Care Act, you know. Another story, and this is MarketWatch.com. Talk about to add 100,000 U.S. jobs by 2022. Yeah, geez, that's good. Let's all go to work for Taco Bell. Here's another story. USA Today, S&P 500 in longest losing streak in 8 years. You start talking the S&P, we're in trouble. Here's another story. CNS News, 94,609,000 not in labor force. Participation rate drops to 62.8% in the economy. 62.8% of the people in this country are not working. Tell me that's not an issue. Politico.com, Soros spends $2 million to defeat Sheriff Arpaio. Who is this fucking British cocksucker to go out and try to tell a U.S. sheriff what to do? Sorry I said cocksucker, but get used to my profanity. This is the type of stuff that really starts pissing me the fuck off. Oh, yeah, and here we are, TheHill.com. Susan Sarandon, who's a fucking crazy leftist, fucking no-mind, goddamn brain-dead fucking loser, says the DNC is completely corrupt. Really? You finally came to that conclusion a week before the election, huh? All right. It's not even worth mentioning. And one more, Truth Revolt. Mainstream media and tailspin is Andrea Mitchell declares Hillary not under FBI criminal investigation. Unfucking believable. Anyway, I'm going to talk a bit about my main theme for my show today. And I do apologize if you're offended by my using the words I do. Actually, I'm not going to apologize for that. You need to deal with it. You listen to my show and you want to yell at the radio, throw things at it and say, Dan, you don't know what you're talking about, and scream at me and call me names. You know what? Go ahead. Place it with all kinds of profanity. I don't care what you think. I know what I know, and I don't think you have any fucking clue that you know anything. As a matter of fact, I know most of you don't. If you even remotely can think in terms of voting for Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Jimmy Carter, any of these people, okay? Reagan, okay, he had his issues too, man. Bush, you talk about a corrupt lowlife. The reason I don't tend to bring them up right now is because it's the liberals who are in power right now. Okay, take a look at it. It's the economy, stupid. It's the liberals, stupid. I know what I'm talking about. Bash me all you want. As a matter of fact, the more you bash me, the more I smile, and the more I understand how fucked up you have to be to not understand what I understand, to not want to stop what's about to happen. I'm part scared and I'm part pissed off about what's about to happen to all of us. And there are very few of us, apparently, who are able to look at things, understand implications of policy today and how it will affect things in the future. So anyway, getting back to the U.S. economy and traditional economic theory, I don't know how much I can speak toward this. I do have a bachelor's in economics, also an MBA. I understand finance, run my own business. I understand economics to an extent. I'm not an economist, and I'm not a financial expert. I don't try to profess to be. However, there are so many people who bash free market forces, meaning supply and demand and that kind of thing, in a truly free economic market. Supply and demand would, to an extent, allow things to even out where things would make sense, for lack of a better way to put it. Prices would be where they should. It would invite competition amongst companies. It would afford all of us an ample supply of things we need and want. That's economics 101, just looking at supply and demand curves. And just to give you an example, if there is an increased demand for some reason, let's say during Hurricane Katrina, people needed more gas-powered generators to allow them to power lights and things in their homes. Well, that's increased demand. Well, in a free economic system, companies who build generators would look at that and say, oh, we have an increased demand. We can make some money if we make more generators. And they would increase the numbers of people who are building generators, and they would buy more buildings in which to build generators, and they would make more generators and sell those to the people and make money, and the people would have their generators, and everybody would be happy. But that's not how things work. Instead, we have contrived economics going on right now. We have people in the government like Paul Krugman, and I don't care what anybody says about that guy. You talk about a corrupt bastard under Obama. He and many other people, economic advisors under Obama, what this government has done is they have completely gone in and fucked up the economy, is all it comes down to. For example, again, in this country, we have needs for things that are manufactured, meaning there are plants where they design parts for, say, automobiles or lawnmowers or weed whackers or whatever, metal parts, plastic fabricated parts, spark plugs, and these things. We used to be the top manufacturing country in the world. We used to make parts for pretty much everything. But because of what the government has done to us, now I say the government, we're talking specific people like Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, and others who hate this country and knew that if they could get rid of the manufacturing companies in this country, that that would cause massive amounts of economic problems for us. That's what they want. That's what they wanted from day one. They hate us. You better start understanding that. They hate us, these people. And it's not just the Pelosi's and the Reeds of the world. It's also George Bush and Republicans. There are a lot of people out there, both sides of the aisle. I hate politics. I don't even believe that we have Democrats and Republicans, liberals and conservatives anymore. I think they're all part of the same team. They're fascist. They're communist, socialist. They just plain hate this country. They want to take all of our wealth for themselves and leave us with nothing, and then they can control who and what we are, what we think, do, and say. That is the goal of these evil people. And if you can't conceive of anybody being that evil, look back again on Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, Idi Amin, Mao Zedong, and so many others in the past who have slaughtered their own people. Just because we live in the times we do now, where we have cell phones and natural gas to our homes, and we have electricity and power plants and medical plans and all this stuff, don't think for a second that the fucking evil of the world doesn't lurk behind every goddamn shadow. They're right fucking there, people. They're awful fucking things to us. They've already put everything in place. Look at the NSA, Department of Homeland Security. Look at these people. Look at the spy machines they have in place. Think of the trillions of dollars, trillions, all right? Billions of dollars wasted on the American public's money. That's bad enough, but they take trillions. We can't fathom what they've done to us. We're $20 trillion in debt, so we're told. I think it's a lot more than that. But even $20 trillion, you can't pay that money back. Okay, that's like somebody out there who's listening to my show. Let's say you make $50,000 a year, a basic equivalent, and this might be an exaggeration, but say you make $50,000 a year. To put things in context relative to having us have a $20 trillion debt, you're making $50,000 a year would be like somebody coming along and saying, listen, you owe us $1 billion. You know how long it would take you to pay that off? You would never pay it off. Never. Never in your life would you ever come out from under that debt load. Never. Especially when the government overtaxes you and you have to pay taxes on your cell phone. Look at your cell phone bill. Look at all the taxes. Look what they collect. Taxes for sewer. Okay? Taxes for power. Taxes for cell phones. Taxes for sales. Taxes for income. Taxes. Look at it. And am I being ridiculous about this? Am I idealistic? I don't think so. All I'm trying to do is educate anybody out there who wants to listen and understand what's going on. So what's happened, again, with the economy, the government has realized that they can take things from us through taxation and other means. Obamacare wasn't put in place to help lots of people and lower our health care costs. As a matter of fact, healthcare costs are skyrocketing, but that motherfucker's going to get out of his fucking presidential position just in time. So let's say Trump wins the election. All of a sudden, shit's going to hit the fan as far as Obamacare goes, and people are going to turn around and blame Trump, even though he had nothing to do with it. That's how these fucking illegitimate, despicable, lying pieces of shit like Obama work. Same thing. Bill Clinton did the same goddamn thing. At least Bush, when he left office, not that this was intentional, and I'm not giving him credit in any way, shape, or form. I despise that motherfucker. I can't stand him for what he did to this country. But when he left a bad economy. So that put the onus on Obama. It gave Obama the opportunity to start building the economy up again so that Obama could look like he was the one who saved the day. Okay? You got to start thinking about this stuff, people. our government controls our economy, and all the rules, regulations, laws, taxation, everything that they impose on us has left us without any semblance of freedom as far as economic activity goes. We don't have true supply and demand. And true supply and demand, I understand anybody who's going to bash me and say, oh, he doesn't understand big companies and whatever. Yeah, you do have to have regulations and taxation and such things. It's just that all of the taxation, regulations, rules, and all this stuff have applied to the middle class instead of the wealthy. And again, I know I'm stretching here because the wealthy control everything. They control the politicians. The politicians will never turn on the wealthy. But the government has to get money from somewhere. And where do they get it? They get it from people like me who barely make ends meet, who enjoy what we think, do, and say, and yet they still come along and say, you can't say that anymore. Your freedom of speech is taken. Your freedom to have guns is taken. Your freedom to move about the country is taken. Everything's being taken from us. And you folks better start understanding as well as I do. Anyway, my name's Dan. I call myself iPragmatist on the internet. Look me up. I blog every once in a while. I have these shows every once in a while. And anyway, I enjoy doing these radio shows. I'm going to be doing more going forward. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'll be back on tomorrow. Talk to you soon.